Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, you know, long-term care is one of those scary situations. Most people don't even like to think about the necessity for long-term care, much less talk about it. On the list of dozens of retirement-related concerns, how high on the list does the potential need for long-term care rank for most of your folks?
Well, the potential need ranks pretty high. I mean, the statistics I've seen say that by the time we get there, somewhere between 65 and 70% of us are going to need long-term care. So frankly, if your retirement income plan is borderline in getting you to your personal finish line, you know, to make sure your money lasts as long as you do, and it doesn't contain long-term care plans, then throwing in a need for long-term care can really goof up that plan. So it is pretty high on people's list of concerns.
And it certainly should be. How realistic is it for someone to self-insure? We talk about the different ways to handle the expenses of long-term care, but how realistic is it for someone to think about self-insuring against long-term care expenses?
Well, we've certainly mentioned on this show before, but long-term care in Kansas and Missouri, that runs about $70,000 a year today. Mm-hmm. So if you're 65 today and inflation runs at about 4%, that means that $70,000 a year is going to cost about $140,000 a year by the time you're 83. So you can't think about it as a $70,000 expense per year. Wow. It's really going to be a lot more expensive when you and I get there. So then if you or your spouse needs long-term care for, say, 3 years, well, that's over $400,000. So I have a lot of clients where it is totally realistic for them to self-insure against a $400,000 expense that may never happen. I have others where their income plan for retirement, that would be totally unrealistic for them to try to plan for that. It just depends on how well you've done feathering your own nest while you're working, how well you've saved and invested for retirement.
Now, a lot of people out there listening to the show today say, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to self-insure, but how about long-term care insurance? Is that a good investment for most people? What are the pros and cons?
Well, long-term care insurance is a real tricky topic. It comes up in a lot of the meetings I have with clients and people coming in for these complete planning reviews. You know, frankly, consumers are pretty afraid, but insurance companies are really afraid, too. Because they are insuring against something that is really, really hard to predict. And as lives get longer, insurance companies are on the hook for more and more. So they're really trimming back their expenses and building in more flexibility. You know, Ron, the pros, I guess it would be, you know, if you use it, then it might have been a really good investment. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on how much of the dollar benefit you get paid to you. On the con side, well, most of those types of plans are use it or lose it. If you never need long-term care, then you just paid and paid and paid and then never got anything out of it. The premiums can escalate over time, and they're also experience-based, and insurance companies' experiences are getting worse and worse. So you should expect that your premiums are going to go up over time. And then there's just a lot of wiggle room for the insurance companies. I have a client who's 90-year-old mother. She has a long-term care policy that she has been paying in and in and in, and she has qualified by every standard I can think of. She's qualified to get reimbursement for at least the last 18 months. However, the insurance company they have it through, they have a lot of rules about, well, you have to do it through an approved provider. You have to have a particular waiting period for each approved provider. And the call center that this daughter calls to is incredibly unhelpful. So if you're going to do a long-term care policy, you want to make sure that you're buying it from a really high-quality, large firm that has a really good reputation for paying out on claims. A lot of research involved in making sure you get a policy that's going to actually benefit you if you need it.
Certainly. We've talked about the astronomical cost of long-term care, and we've talked about self-insuring. We've talked about long-term care insurance. What are some other ways, David, to help protect yourself against long-term care expenses?
You know, the first is self-insure, and a lot of people do that. Another, which we just talked about, is buy insurance. That's a use it or lose it proposition, and of course you have increasing premiums. A third way is that there are some annuities that provide people with a lifetime income, and some of those income riders provide a home health care doubler, which it certainly in most cases won't pay for the entirety of somebody's nursing care. But what it does is whatever the income that that person or couple is receiving on a monthly basis, usually for a period of 5 years, the insurance company will double that monthly income. And then if you happen to live through the 5 years and you're still in nursing care or home health care, the income doesn't go away. It just goes back to what it used to be. And then the fourth way is through various types of life insurance, permanent life insurance plans. It's another use for life insurance after you're done with your term insurance when you're working. You might use a permanent life insurance plan to cover long-term care expenses. Usually that comes from something called an accelerated death benefit. And all the insurance company is doing there is whatever the death benefit would be that your heirs would get when you die, they'll accelerate that, usually on a tax-free basis, to help you pay for long-term care. So that's kind of the waterfront of the ways that you can pay for long-term care. Sometimes it's, you know what, I'm just going to self-insure. Other people just decide to ignore it. And then those other ways, annuities, long-term care, or buying insurance, or life insurance, accelerated death benefits, those are other ways. Not all three are a fit for everybody. And sometimes there's not a fit at all. So it's really a matter of seeing how that topic works into your financial plan. If you're sitting there today saying, well, Dave, I have never even talked about long-term care in my plan, then I would challenge you to make sure that that is in your long-term plan. I'm not saying cover it. I'm saying make sure you consider it and make a thoughtful decision as to whether you want to cover any part of your potential future long-term care needs. If you're sure that's not in your plan, then you probably don't have a good enough plan. And so I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. And I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to CoverYourAssetsKC.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
Time now for the mailbag, and Bart says, David, can you explain the rule of 100? What is it, and is it something that you believe in?
Yeah, Bart, so we see that a lot in my business. What the rule of 100 does is help you decide how to allocate your portfolio between stocks and bonds. So the rule of 100 basically says take 100 minus your age. So let's just say, Bart, that you're 60. What that would tell you is 100 minus 60 is 40. Convert that to a percent. 40% of your holdings should be in stocks. The reason I don't like the rule of 100 is a couple of reasons. I think that's way too conservative for most people, because if you're 65 today in America, you run a really, really good chance of living into your middle 80s. Well, that's 20 years. And if you're sitting there with a 40% stock, 60% bond allocation, it is not going to last you 20 years. So, you know, back when bond yields were 7 or 8%, you know, back in not that long ago, 2005, 6, and 7, well, maybe that kind of allocation might make some sense. But especially now in a rising rate environment where your bonds are very likely to have a total return of zero because they're going to lose value when rates are rising, I think the rule of 100 is not going to work out very well for you, Bart. You have an opportunity here to make sure that you get your asset allocation right. You don't mention your age, but you may be around for another two or three decades. Over that time, we're going to have at least a couple of major stock market downturns. You want to know exactly how much risk you're taking with your money and make sure you have a strategy for managing that money in up markets and in down markets. Get some good advice, Bart, and I think you'd be pretty happy.
CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.